You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once again, I'm going to leave it straight. I'm not feeling great. This is not going to be a full episode, but a bunch of y'all are fickle, so if I don't put something out, I'm just going to hear the regular, he must be dead, I'm unsubscribing, blah, 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 and then, you know, I just don't want to deal with that shit. You know, I have a two-episode-per-week, two-year streak, you know? You know how much time goes into that shit, people? A lot of freaking time. And I'm not about to let my record just go ahead and falter. Now, I know what some of you are saying. You're like, well, you've aired episodes of Second Print Comics in the past. You've done a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, but we've got shit to talk about. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Andrew Tate. I'm not going to go ahead and jump into the weeds of it. If you don't know who this man is on the internet, if you have not been listening to this show, I can't help you. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and just throw out one thing. Listening to what this man has done for me the last few years, and then I'm going to do what some of you have never done yourselves. I'm actually going to make you listen to him, and then we're going to cap the show off. So short, sweet, keeps the 2-episode-per-week, 2-year streak, and everybody wins. I first learned about Andrew Tate in the middle of the lockdowns of 2020. As many of you know my story, was working at a newspaper, got my workload tripled, and got my salary docked 10%. I was weak emotionally at the time, financially. I was just not doing great. At the time, I was on the road to having my best year ever, but then the pandemic went ahead and screwed that over. So I'm listening to a podcast called Radical Personal Finance by Joshua Sheets, and he has his former world kickboxing champion, millionaire living in Romania, coming on. And this guy is spouting all different types of fire about what's going on in the world, what the lockdowns really mean, what they're trying to do with the vaccines, why they're trying to keep you from moving, why cash flow is king, why you need a network, why you need to be multidimensional with your skills. You know, he was basically shouting everything that I had been talking about on the run, except this is somebody who had actually done it, somebody who grew up in the ghetto in freaking London and was able to become a multimillionaire by the time he was 30. A lot of what we've talked about on this show are the things that Andrew Tate has spoken about. I can't say it enough, but a lot of what we've talked about has been directly influenced by Andrew Tate and what he has done through his Tate Confidential podcast and Hustlers University. Now, a quick note about Hustlers University. You may notice that I have not included Hustlers University in my recent newsletters, and you will not hear ads on the show anymore. Two things. One, does this mean that I'm done with Hustlers University? Absolutely not. Hustlers University did great things for me. Still a student as of right now. All the skills, all the courses, all the connections you make through Hustlers University, which is a product of Andrew Tate, I still stand by it. I still think that's the best resource tool for anyone out there on the internet. So there's nothing wrong with Hustlers University. The thing that has changed, though, is the fact that, as many of you know, there was an affiliate program where when people signed up using my link, I went ahead and got a commission for the sales of Hustlers University courses. Now, I sold those courses because, like I said earlier, Andrew Tate has directly influenced this show in terms of financial freedom and other aspects of how to live your most, you know, maximum life you possibly can. I'm a little sick, so if I'm a bit repetitive, I apologize. So, you know, not only was I promoting a product that I use, a product that I believe in, but I was also making money off of it. The day before he went ahead and got banned from Facebook and Instagram, they had decided to go ahead and end the affiliate program because a lot of people were abusing and misusing it. A lot of people were just, you know, being not very truthful in the ways that they were pitching it to people. So do I still recommend Hustlers University by Andrew Tate? Absolutely. It's done great things for me. It's done great things for many people. I would absolutely do it. But now they're changing how they do it. They don't need the affiliates as much. They're going to sell themselves. They don't need me to do it as much. But I would still recommend to people, if you want to learn how to make money online easily and if you want resources that you don't get through other online programs, Hustlers University is great. However, I want to make room for other advertisers. I want to make room for other affiliates, such as the affiliates that you see in the show notes today. If you're feeling bad for your buddy Remzo, who is struggling to get this episode out right now, why not go ahead and get yourself some free cash, some stocks, some crypto in the show notes below from Dosh, Robinhood, Coinbase, and others. Helps me keep this show afloat. But yeah, over the last 2 years, by listening to Andrew Tate's lessons on business, on finance, on how to achieve that dangerous freedom that we talk about in this show, it did greatly influence my mindset and how I did things. And through Hustlers University, I was able to achieve a lot. So I'm not going to get into the weeds. You've got a lot of fake news, a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of people attacking this man, accusing him of things, saying that he's part of a cult and everything else. You know, he's got personality. He's got big personality. It's what you get from somebody who's a fighter who turned into an internet mogul. So, you know, I this is a video that I think listeners of this show will appreciate. I went ahead and just took this from his Tate Confidential channel. If you don't like him, you don't like him. If you don't want to ever listen to him, you don't have to. But this is the one thing that listeners of this show will appreciate. This is what people who want to understand where the world is going will appreciate. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the conspiracy waters, but notice that just as he's getting big, just as he's really pushing a lot of buttons on a lot of things that people get sensitive about, big tech decides to take him out. I'm not making any accusations towards anybody, but what I will say is if you know, you know. So that's all I've got. Please go ahead and support the show through the affiliates in the show notes today to help me put food on my table so I can get back to you later this week when I'm not feeling like crap. The two-year streak continues. Nothing can take me down. Now, enough of me mumbling and fumbling. On to what I want you to listen to, which is probably the most important YouTube video I have seen of the past year. Greatly influenced me. Hope you'll walk away with something. Love him or hate him, you gotta respect him for this.
We are living inside of the Matrix, and I am Morpheus. I know you're sitting thinking, why did Tate not decide he was Neo? Because Tate has all the Aikido and the masterful, nearly superhuman abilities.
Good shot there from Tate! What a crunching shot!
But I am Morpheus because Morpheus dedicated his life to trying to find other people whose minds were ready to be freed. He said it himself, not all minds can be unplugged.
And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it.
Some people are just not prepared. And when I say we're living inside the Matrix, I'm not stating that with irony or as a joke, or I don't want you to use it as an example of how the world could be. We are genuinely, actually living inside of the Matrix. The Matrix is real.
This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century. It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix.
The very basic premise of the Matrix is that humans are nothing more than batteries for the machines.
In order to change a human being into this.
And in the world we currently live in, every single one of you is being reduced in real time to nothing more than a QR code. You're losing autonomy over your own bloodstream. You're losing the ability to walk freely, to go where you want, to make own personal choices regarding your medical decisions. You're losing all of that. That's all being replaced because you are a cog in a machine, and that machine is soulless. The reason that the humans are fighting the machines inside of the Matrix is because machines have no soul. All they care about is efficiency, slavery. And this is what's happening to you. They don't care if a few people die from an They're not interested if a few die, if most don't die. You're all expendable. Do you understand? The machine is reducing you in real time to nothing more but a slave. There is a reason humanity fights against machines in the Matrix. Because machines have no soul. Machines are ruthless. They look at things purely from a numbers perspective. They don't care if a few people die. As long as most people don't die, right? Most won't die, a few will die, boo-hoo, their families. It's good for us overall. That's how machines think. They don't care about your individualism. In fact, they want to crush your individualism. They want you to do your job well enough for them to benefit, but they don't want you to think outside of that job. When you're playing chess, you take every single opportunity to exert power. That's how you win. If there is a weak square, you conquer it. If there is an undefended piece, you take it. If you can check his king, you'll check his king. You'll pin his pieces. You'll fork him. You'll do anything you can to exert power. You'll find a weakness and you will exploit it. Now, if you don't do these things, you lose because your opponent will. So when you understand that the governments of Earth, all the varying governments, and let's go a step beyond that, call me a conspiracy theorist, the varying interests which are above governments, which control, you know, the food you eat, the money you use, who buy all the politicians, these interests, when they're combating, they make sure they take every single possible opportunity to exert power. Because if they didn't, they would lose. It's a chess game. So if something happens, a black swan event, I don't know, a disease appears, and they realize in real time that it's not actually a big deal, they will still use that opportunity to exert power. Because it's an advantage. They go, okay, people are obeying more than they'd normally obey. People believe the propaganda more than they'd normally believe. People are ignoring their own eyes. This is a chance here for us to make some chess moves and exert more power and more control, because we're gonna need this power and control to combat our enemies. Now, for the sake of YouTube, I'm not gonna say what I believe. In fact, what I know these varying power interests are. A lot of people still think in terms of right and left politically, or they think in terms of China and America. From a country perspective, it goes beyond all of that. And these are the kind of things I talk about in my private conversations inside of the war room. But here on YouTube, I'm not gonna say it. For the sake of this video, it doesn't matter who these powers are. It only matters that you understand they exist and you understand what is happening. You understand this is an opportunity for people who are only interested in power to exert more power. Now, quickly, I have conversations with people who are far more ignorant and naive than I. And they don't understand why people would just chase unlimited power. They say, well, why would the people in charge of the world make us do all of these, you know, if it wasn't good for us, why would they do that? Why would they do that? And these people are ignorant because they've never had any power, but they don't understand that money gets boring, fast cars gets boring, nice meals gets boring. It all gets boring. Right? The only thing that never gets boring is power, because power gives you an adrenaline rush. It's an ego. It fuels your ego. It feeds you. If you were born with absolutely unlimited money, you have no respect for money. You've never been poor. You don't have that juxtaposition to compare it to. You've never sat there hungry. So of course you don't appreciate when you have food. Do you think the people who are born into the families that print the money are going to be happy with a Ferrari? What's a Ferrari? 200 grand? These people control trillions. They're uninterested in that. What they're interested in is being respected and revered and feared like God. They want power. They're power crazy because this is human nature. right? Power is the only thing that can bring them any kind of joy. So they like to exert power. The limits to their exertion is usually the police force, right? The police of Earth, which are actually the biggest cowards in this entire scam, are the limit as to what the elites can exert on the common man. If you look at countries like Australia, which are completely crazy, it's because the police enforce it. If you look in some other countries where the police refuse to enforce, it seems that the doesn't exist. Funny that. Or certainly the lockdowns don't exist. I was talking to a girl from Kyrgyzstan the other day, and she said that when they tried lockdowns in her country, they believed it was all corrupt. And after 3 days, everyone rioted and the police changed sides, and they've never heard of the disease since. Once again, funny that, isn't it? The future is very dystopian on a tangent, because in the future, the entire police force will be AI. It'll all be roboticized, and robots have no soul. And then you're really in trouble. This is what I'm talking about, chess pieces and how they exert their power. Because as they reduce you to a QR code, as they reduce you to nothing more than a medical status as to whether you comply, because that's what they really want. I'm not gonna sit here and say that anything's dangerous. What I'm gonna say is they want to know who blindly complies and who thinks for themselves. And the people who thinks for themselves must be punished. How do you punish them? Well, you delete them from the internet. You remove their YouTube, destroy their Twitter, remove their Facebook, prevent them from using their bank, prevent them from going outside, prevent them from going to restaurants. This is what they're gonna do to every single person. They don't longer, soon in the future, they're not gonna need a physical human police force, because humans are human. As stupid as police can be, you can stand in front of one and say, my friend, you and I are the same. Why are you punishing me? And maybe you'll get through, but you can't do that with the camera that scans your QR code. Do you understand? They don't care. It's just a yes or a no. So any one of you out there that has any kind of warrior spirit inside of you should be very much like me, struggling to sleep at night. I'm actually genuinely losing sleep over this stuff, because the world is falling apart in real time. And for my short human existence, every single time something went wrong in my life, I knew the answer. But the answer to this one's pretty difficult, because most people are still asleep. Most people are still blindly complying. And they are complying thinking that this is gonna go away, when the truth is this has only just begun. Nothing is going anywhere. It has just started. So I've come up with a three-step plan. The three-step plan to resistance that will not land your ass in jail. And that's what I'm gonna lay out to you here on Tate Speech, because I don't want anyone to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail, right? I'm not trying to inspire mass rebellion to the point where I lose my YouTube channel. I'm a peaceful man. So for that, I'm putting together a three-point plan. So point one, you need to become obsessed with wealth. I can't explain how many times during this episode of human history I have managed to skirt the rules purely because I have huge sums of money. It doesn't matter if I take a private plane when there's no flights. It doesn't matter if I contact my friend who has a business to get me the correct visa to get into a country I'm banned from. It doesn't matter, right? I can give you 100 examples, many of which I won't see on YouTube. The point is, when you have a lot of money, you then get a lot of influence over others. And with influence over others, you can begin to skirt some of the rules. Now, this is important for more than just you breaking the rules. This is important because if you skirt the rules with the help of somebody else, then that also wakes them up to the fact that these rules are garbage. It is your job overall to try and awaken people and try to make them use their own eyes and their own brain and to stop believing whatever they're told by the machines, by the elitists. So if you go up to somebody and say, listen, this is all garbage, here's some money, let me through, and they do it, they might actually think, you know what, this is all garbage. That's why it's important. So the first thing is you need to become obsessed with wealth creation. I want everyone here to understand something. I'm not a philanthropist. I don't really care about making you people rich. And I certainly don't need your money. So if you think that I run Hustlers University or the War Room or these networks for money, you're absolutely mistaken. I have enough money to live for the rest of my life. The reason these networks exist is because if I help enough people make money and those people trust me enough and they can see that what I say about wealth creation is true, then they might start understanding that what I say about the world is true, and I'm gaining powerful allies. If you agree with everything I'm saying about the current state of the world, then I want you to be rich, because you're gonna help me. This is why Hustlers University exists. This is why the War Room exists. This is my rebellion against a machine. Do you understand? We're living in a period of history where the matrix is broken. And because it's broken, it's actually very easy to generate wealth if you understand how to do it. And I will teach you the ways I am generating wealth because I think you people can help me. Stage one is you need to get rich. This is the first thing. Stage two, you need a network. If I gave you $20 million, but you're a little dork in his mom's bedroom, you can't do much with it. That's gonna damage the matrix. You don't know anybody important. You don't have the pizzazz or the finesse or the charisma to bribe an official. No way. Never in a million years. You can't famoose like Tate can famoose. You don't have the vibe. You certainly don't know people like I just gave the example earlier, the business owner. You don't know a business owner who can get you a visa to enter Turkmenistan. You certainly don't know important people in powerful places that are going to be able to help you, whether for money or purely just because they like you. So you need to improve your network. Once again, this is what the War Room's for. The War Room is a network. This is why it exists. It exists so you can have access to powerful people which you're never going to have access to in the normal, everyday world. So first, you become obsessed with making money. Secondly, you become obsessed with making powerful friends and a powerful network of like-minded individuals because you can't do anything by yourself. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to state this again. I'm trying to make people rich and I'm trying to make people think the same way I think so that we can all work together to try our very best to resist the global enslavement of humankind. And the third thing you must do, and this is extremely important, you must stop blind compliance. Now, when I say this, I don't mean get arrested. I don't mean end up on a no-fly list. I don't mean lose your job. I don't mean these things. What I mean is stop complying unless they make you comply. Don't put on and then go in the store. Go in the store with no and make them tell you to and then say, oh, I don't have one. Make them give you one. Do you understand that if everybody did this for a week, the level of headache for the people running the store, they just give up. If every single person walked in, excuse me, I ain't got one, they're giving out all these free, it's over, right? Stop blindly complying. Make them try a little bit. You must make them try. What kind of weakling are you to just completely roll over with no resistance? At least make them ask. Even if you just go, okay, and put it, you ain't gonna go to jail. Nothing bad's gonna happen to you. Why are you rolling over just like a complete wimp? Put some kind of resistance in the atmosphere and encourage everyone around you to do the same. In here, well, let's make them tell us and let's make them give them to us. Let's say we don't have them. That's all it takes. Get rich, get a network, and stop blind compliance. It's been almost 2 years now. We are at the beginning. This is not coming to an end. This slavery is just beginning. They are trying to reduce you to a QR code, and they are looking for people who blindly comply. This is why they make these mandates. The mandate is designed to purge the ranks of anybody who is not a slave, slave-minded. Anyone in the military who does not blindly comply to all orders is purged. That means the good men are gone. Same with the police.
If you are not one of us, you are one of them.
What are they?
They can move in and out of any software still hardwired to their system. That means that anyone we haven't unplugged is potentially an agent. Inside the Matrix, they are everyone and they are no one.
Same with the doctors. All the good people are gone. Only the bad people are left.
These people are still a part of that system and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged.
Do you understand what I'm saying? This has just begun. Some countries are worse than others, but no matter where you're living in the world today, I can assure you this. If you don't get rich and you don't get a powerful network of people very, very quickly, you're fucked.